The Situation of Worker Control, published 14th of November, 1917, Old Style. 1. In the interests of a systematic regulation of national economic activity in all industrial, trade, banking, agricultural, transportation, cooperative, production partnerships, and similar enterprises which have hired workers or which give work to be done at home, worker control over production, the purchase and sale of products and raw materials, their storage, and also over the financial side of the enterprise, is to be introduced. 2. All workers of a given enterprise are to exercise worker control through electoral institutions, such as factory and workshop committees, Soviets of elders, and so on. Representatives of the employees and the technical personnel are to enter into the composition of these institutions. 3. For each large city, gubernia, or industrial region is to be established a local Soviet of worker control, which, as an organ of the Soviet of Workers, Soldiers, and Peasants' Deputies, is to be composed of representatives of trade unions, factory, workshop, and other workers' committees, and workers' cooperatives. 4. Pending the Congress of Soviets for Workers' Control, the All-Russian Soviet for Worker Control is established in Petrograd, to be composed of representatives from the following organizations. 5 from the All-Russian Central Executive Committee of Workers' and Soldiers' Deputies. 5 from the All-Russian Central Executive Committee of Peasants' Deputies. 5 from the All-Russian Soviet of Trade Unions. 2 from the All-Russian Center for Worker Cooperatives. 5 from the All-Russian Bureau of Factory and Workshop Committees. 5 from the All-Russian Union of Engineers and Technicians. 2 from the All-Russian Committee of Agronomists, 1 from each All-Russian Union of Workers with less than 100,000 members, and 2 from those with more than 100,000, and 2 from the Petrograd Union of Trade Unions. 5. Attached to the higher organs of worker control are established commissions of specialists and auditors, technicians, accountants, etc., who are to be sent on the initiative of these organs and upon request of the lower organs of worker control in order to investigate the financial and technical aspect of an enterprise. 6. Organs of worker control have the right to supervise production and to set up norms for output of the enterprise and to take measures for the ascertainment of the net cost of produced goods. 7. Organs of worker control have the right to oversee all business correspondence of the enterprise, while owners are held legally responsible for the concealment of a correspondence. The right to a trade secret is abolished. Owners are required to present to the organs of worker control all books and records for both the current and for past years of record. 8. The decisions of organs of worker control are binding for owners of enterprises and can be repealed only by a decision of the higher organs of worker control. 9. An entrepreneur or administration of an enterprise is allowed a 3-day period for the appeal to the corresponding higher organ of worker control of all decisions of lower organs of worker control. 10. In all enterprises, the owners and representatives of workers and employees who have been elected for the enforcement of worker control are declared to be responsible to the state for the strictest order, discipline, and guarding of property. Those guilty of concealing materials, goods, orders, falsely kept records, and any other abuses are subject to criminal liability. 11. Per point number 3, regional Soviets of worker control are to decide all contested questions and conflicts between the lower organs of control, and also appeals by the owners of enterprises, and, while taking into account the particularities of production and local conditions, are to publish instructions within the bounds of the edicts and directives of the All-Russian Soviet of worker control, and are to supervise the actions of lower organs of control. 12. The All-Russian Soviet of Worker Control is to work out general plans for worker control, instructions, to publish binding edicts, to regulate the interrelationships of regional Soviets of worker control, and to serve as the supreme authority in all matters connected with worker control. 13. The All-Russian Soviet of Worker Control is to reconcile the activity of the organs of worker control with all other institutions which manage the matter of the organization of the national economy. The situation of the interrelationship between the All-Russian Soviet of Worker Control and the other institutions which organize and regulate the national economy will be addressed separately. 14. All laws and circulars restricting the activities of workshop, factory, and other committees and Soviets of workers and employees are repealed. In the name of the Government of the Russian Republic, Chairman of the Soviet of People's Commissars, V. Ulyanov Lenin, People's Commissar of Labor, Alexander Shlyapnikov, Executive Secretary of the Soviet of People's Commissars, V. Bonch Bruyevich, Secretary of the Soviet, N. Gorbunov.